Blog Talk Radio.
Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom.
flying out to pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say that money tough, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
love all of his songs. It was Austin Brown. For that, you heard Rihanna and Jay-Z. Is there a video for that song, Talk That Talk? Cause, I mean, I love that song. It's so, where have I been? Because I thought I was up on something, but I don't think I've seen the Talk That Talk video. But happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating a birthday. That's one of my favorite people, especially actors and actresses. Birthdays are today. And this is courtesy of Dallas News. History highlights in the day of history. Conan O'Brien, 49. Dave Woods, who I had the pleasure of working with, listen to me, as a background actress, also known as an extra on the film Ghost of Mississippi. And if your Facebook friends with me, you've seen the picture of I and James Woods together. He was in the Beckwith character, matter of fact. Still, you know, he was still dressed as character. And so it was just amazing just to watch him and Whoopi and Alec Baldwin and the rest of the cast working. And I learned so much on that. And that was 96, 97, and I was an aspiring actress. And, you know, and I always loved working behind the scenes. And one thing about it, David Harris and Levi have definitely encouraged me, you know, not to give up. It's not too late. And I just, you know, hope to become also out of my other goals, a realistic goals of being a working actress, not just successful behind the camera, and bringing images and visions to life. But I love James Woods and forever. I know, like, the late 80s, early 90s, just like my other favorite, Eric Roberts, who's also celebrating his birthday. Today he's 56. Did you all see he and his family got to Phil a few weeks ago? That was an amazing interview. But I've loved Eric Roberts, just like many of you, way before Julia Roberts. I love Julia Roberts, fantastic brother and sister. But Eric Roberts, I loved him since I know the late 80s and then the late 90s, late 80s and yeah, late 70s and early 80s. And same thing with James Woods, late 70s, early 80s. I'm 43, so I love these guys since way back then. It's like Tom Hanks. It's not his birthday, but Booth and Buddies. And who my attorney in Dallas, Jay Lewis, to me looks like a young Tom Hanks. And also, he reminds me, he and Buster Watson could also be related. But they look like they could. Oh, Eric McCormick, today is his birthday also. Courtney, happy birthday, Courtney. And also, today's day in history, in 1957, did actress Grace Kelly marry Prince Rainier of Monaco. And I'm just fascinated with royalty, and I think their story was definitely a story, a fairy tale marriage, and so on. So thank you so much for your support. Pretty much, I think we've exceeded 55. We're working on 56 views, K views. So thank you for your support and checking out the profile at blogtalkradio.com/culture shock, ULTRESHOKENT - best, and checking out also my Springer channel, which can be located in the same fashion. KULTRESHOKENT -B.true. But then also, my name that is visible is Culture Shock Inc. Beth Williams, BTHWMS. We'd like to shout out Martini, PhD, and his staff also in Big D downtown. Big D, again, they're in the midst of their tour, their amazing tour. They're preparing for an awesome weekend also in Big D when all that are who's who in the beauty and fashion industry, entertainment industry, gather also this weekend in Big D. But, you know, Martini PhD weekend is coming up May the 4th through 7th with the big, big events happening with the demo event is scheduled May the 7th. I say that because that is really, really, really important. the 2012 Spring Cut Party is definitely important, also featuring a haircutting battle, where the best of the best of Jackson and surrounding areas will be crowned. And not only crowned the best, but by entering, just paying a $100 fee, the take all, the winners take all cash prize is $1,500. Wow. So I think that's amazing. I mean, really, entries should be already on lockdown because that is amazing. And if you feel that your hairstylist, your hair designer, your licensed cosmetologist is the baddest, especially in the era, in the arena of haircutting, you definitely need to encourage your hair designer to enter this haircutting battle. Visit phdsalon.com elite. You can also contact Martine PhD and I directly also. His direct line is 214-732-0250. Again, that's 214-732-0250 in Dallas, Texas. And you can call me also at 601-564-3368. If you've seen the flyers posted all over my Twitter pages and all over his Twitter and Facebook pages, our numbers are located there. You can inbox us and direct message us also, but you can go straight to the website and check out the rules and regulations regarding the hair battle, the haircutting battle. Plus, you professionals can go ahead and register for the early bird special. Now, if you are a competitor in the haircutting battle, guess what? You get a chance to attend the demo event scheduled for that following Monday on the 7th for zero amount for free. And the event, both events, to the Today of Hair event, will be at Samara's, located on the corner of Woodrow Wilson and Mount King Boulevard in a historic area of Jackson, Mississippi, accessible to all things good that Jackson and surrounding areas have to offer. So I think that is an amazing locale, and we're definitely excited. Martina's excited. Look forward to him showing up other places. Remember, it's Martina PhD weekend, so he's coming to town like that Thursday. And Friday, Saturday, in between working with models and other professionals here in the area, he and his team, he will definitely be making appearances and also visiting hair salons and so on. So look forward to that. And local media, if you would like him to appear on your show, or I'm contacting those that are my favorites and whom I would love for him to appear on when he's here. But if you would like to talk with him or interview him, just let me know, okay? So we can I can pretty much solidify his itinerary for his amazing weekend here in Jacktown. Also. And remember Shreveport, Louisiana. I know he's rescheduling his event for there, and you guys are definitely welcome. Just everybody's welcome to come and be a part of these amazing Tuesday hair events with a whole weekend with Martini PhD. And we definitely rescheduled the interview with Martini PhD. This past Thursday, he was working tirelessly hard and was unable to continue with the part two of our conversation, but I definitely did my best to provide adequate information regarding Martina PhD successes and his, most importantly, his most recent endeavor of launching his very own corrective hair care line. So I have a caller, and we're supposed to be talking about our perspective on love and life, and I definitely will. I pretty much have been known as a wild child pretty much all my life. But one thing about my life, I have high morals, and I'm pretty much old-fashioned. So if and when I am a freak, I'm only a freak when with the person that I'm involved with, my significant other, and or who I'm married to. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've been open-minded since I was a little girl. A virgin. It's always love writing about love, romance, eroticism. So I pretty much had an open mind. Right now, I've been celibate since 2009, been practicing sexual abstinence. And I'm not the only one. There are many everyday people and well-known celebrities like Lenny Kravitz who also practice sexual abstinence. But my view and my perspective regarding women life is very old-fashioned, and a lot of questions are asked of me. And since the premiere of the show, I'd love to share my perspective on women life. But I have a listener that, and I have people in the guest room also, so I'm going to chime in and see what's going on. And shout out to the NFL also, awesome 2012 season schedule. I'm loving the Saints schedule. You know, my two favorite teams, and I love the entire NFL, are the Cowboys and the Saints. And I'm loving that Saints are, you know, I already knew this, they're kicking off the preseason playing Arizona Cardinals at the Hall of Fame game. But also, right before Christmas, they're traveling to Big D, speaking of Big D, and we'll be playing Cowboys Nation. So the Who That Nation, the Dallas Cowboys Nation, on December the 23rd. So check out NFL.com if you haven't been checking out NFL Network. And definitely check out DallasCowboys.com and check out NewOrleansSaints.com. There are a few NFL teams that did not release their schedule last evening, but are releasing their schedule today. Okay? So let me say hello to the callers.
Hey,
good morning.
Everybody.
Happy
Hey,
Wednesday. Who is this and where are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Happy Wednesday. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm Mr. Solution. I don't know who the other gentleman is.
Mr. Solution.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. I like your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What I'm interested in, I was just pulling up a scripture here. I notice you talk about love. What were you saying? Yes, love and this sort of thing. So I'm thinking, I'm getting some feedback here. And tell me what you think about this. I think, based on the Genesis account, is that things would be so beautiful if the woman would just realize that love is easy. If the woman would make it easy, in other words, stop being narcissistic, greedy, being a little bit more open-minded, she could have a wonderful relationship. I always envision paradise, and I see how the woman, even though she was tempted, but she was supposed to resist that temptation, she screwed up paradise for her and her man. And I think the same thing is occurring today. Women are they're not good listeners, and they don't know how to pick men whom they can love, and it just screws up the whole thing. What do you think about that?
Whoa, and I am a woman coming from a female perspective on this take, and you know what? I agree with you.
Really?
Because, I mean, you're taking it straight from the Bible also, so, you know, the Bible is filled with facts and truth. So
let me read it so we'll both be on the same page. I love the authority of sagacious and proverbial expressions. Anyway, it says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. So here we have the woman, and I like to point this out because the same thing is going on today. And by the way, I love women, but women don't love the truth or themselves, unfortunately. But
and we all know the truth sets us free.
Right. Well, if we're open to receive it, you're correct. And we often hear that, oh, men are visual. We're ignorant to the fact that women are more visual than men, because she saw. And then she saw that the tree was good for food. Now, all of this was a mistake, and all she had to do was consult her husband or God. Eve had direct access. And it was pleasant to the eye, so that's another way of saying she saw. And then, of course, here she tries to shift to wisdom, where there is no wisdom. So I would just, you know, as a man of quality, I just look at the women of today, and I know the system. I'm fairly familiar with civil law. The system supports you all in being totally out of control. And so I just think, but now, not all women. I say about 5 to 10% of women have gotten it, and they have added discipline to their lives. And
that
have,
is trials and tribulations, you know, that's through the bad experiences.
Say again?
Are seeing bad experiences.
I'm sorry, say it once again.
You said that 5 to 10% of women have finally gotten it, and that's through hardships that most have experienced. Not all, but many of us get it at all ages according to experiences that we've been through or have witnessed loved ones going through. And then we finally say, wait a second, that's not the right way to do this.
Right. Well, you only have a few minutes with the doctor here. Now, any question that you have regarding how you want to straighten out your life and get it in shape and then be able to assist other women, you can ask me that right now, and I'll give you a practical answer.
Yes. If you have time to talk a little longer, the live streaming will stop in 2 minutes, but we have 10 to 15 more minutes that we can talk, and also others can still join in. There are guests in the chat room also. So some of the members in the chat room might have questions also. But,
all right, proceed with yours, though. I was working out today, taking several hills. As a result of that, I have a lot of energy. A little bit of it, but go ahead with your question.
If you listen to the show often, that's something that I've been talking about. You know, our healthy lifestyles. I need to knock off some pounds. I am one that most of my life have always needed to gain weight, and now I'm working on losing weight. But I love to exercise. And so I see people saying exercise. Well, to me, if some of us would like focus on our well-being. Not being narcissistic, like you said, but developing a sincere self-love, I think that also would, like, cause us to view life and love and men in a better way also. And, you know, taking care of yourself, like exercising and working out like you're doing this morning, and just taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves more and not – I think that's important. And if we love ourselves, then we can definitely love and listen to the men in our lives.
Well, you know what? That's an excellent point. And let me – I like to – I'm sure you've heard the term eisegesis and exegesis. Exegesis is really what I focus on. That's lifting the truth out of the Scripture as opposed to reading truth into the Scripture. Most of the time, women are not that wise. Notice here, you had the perfect woman, and Eve was a brilliant woman because she had an unpolluted mind initially. She just allowed it to go in a polluted direction and become polluted. But here, she was desiring to make herself wise, but she became a fool because she didn't consult base. She made a crucial decision that was contrary to what she knew was true, didn't consult anyone. And see, that's the problem. It's very rare that I meet a wise woman. Now, women talk a lot, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Okay? I hope we can talk very openly and honestly, because that's the way I am.
Exactly.
And you look at women today, American women, they have the best of everything. But most of them are not happy. We have the highest singleness rate, and that's because the institutions that to take advantage of the others, it's a class thing, and the people with the power They give women all of this power, and women don't know what to do with power. Now, Eve
mm-hmm.
had all the things that this supernatural being, and we know him as Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan was using what was known as sophistic logic. That's logic designed to deceive. In other words, it's a lie.
Whoa. Whoa.
And the thing of it is, women today are still soaking in the lie. They're soaking in lies. They're believing the wrong thing, and it's making
and
them.
And that's another thing, but if it's a lot of women perceive it to be true.
Yeah, but so the point of it is, if they would, if
see,
this is the way, this is the way to correct the direction that women are going in. This is the same thing that could have happened to Eve. Now, Eve was a feminist. Eve was a free and equal agent. She was equal to Adam. Now, a lot of people say, well, Adam was her head. But see, what they're doing is eisegeting. They're not exegeting.
Eisegeting.
Because no place prior to sin do we see the woman as weaker or subordinate. Just because you can be deceived, but if you have a source, you take the president. Anybody could probably beat up on him, but he has the Secret Service when they're not being serviced based on the latest information we
I know.
But anyway, I'm pointing out, one doesn't have to have the power inherent in themselves to protect themselves. You may have a source. In fact, that's what education is. Doesn't teach you everything, but it teaches you how to research and how to ascertain whatever you need. You follow me?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happens with women today, they think they're which is stupid. And we generally
can't have quality men, can't have good women
simply because women don't allow it. You know, women. So the only guys that can really talk to women are the guys who have this sophistic attitude. In other words, the attitude of disdain or using them, because that's the way women present themselves. But if women were to start being open and honest, talk to men, get to know men, and then make a good choice in a man, picking a jerk. The man would be happier. Any children they had in that committed relationship would be happier. I submit to you, and I hope this doesn't die here with us. Is women not only for the original problem haters, they still are. Women are still creating the majority of problems between them and men. What do you think about it? Isn't that a hell of a thing for me to say?
Wow. Well, how are women creating problems?
Well, okay.
Are we getting in the way of God's work within the relationships?
Yeah, somebody needs to mute. If someone can mute, because I'm getting feedback, and that's not good. Okay, how are women the problem? Okay, let's look at this. Let's analyze this just for a moment. Eve didn't use a knife, a gun. She didn't use a fist. She didn't even use harsh words. But yet, she plunged the whole human race to ruin. Would you agree with that?
I must agree, because it's truth of the Bible, yes.
There you go. So review what you just asked me. See, women do real horrible things in very subtle ways, in being disobedient, in being ignorant of what they should be doing.
Well,
see, if you're not doing what you should be doing, you're probably causing a problem. If you're not with the man you should be with, you're probably causing a problem.
Mm.
You follow me? So it's very subtle, and that's why I think it'll take a little while to unravel this problem. Because, see, she was told not to do something. She was told, don't obey. Don't trespass. Don't steal. don't violate this command. And she only had one command. Think of all the laws we have today. I mean, we have so many laws today, we couldn't obey them if we wanted
to. What, to obey God and to obey her husband?
Excuse me?
You're talking about her, the only thing that she needed to do was obey her husband, right?
Well, this is the thing. Well, yes. By implication and extension, yes. Because had she consulted with her husband, yes, you are correct. Because her husband redefined to make it even more practical what God had said. Because remember, God had said, don't eat, and in the day you eat, you shall surely die. And, of course, Adam, I believe, told her you shouldn't even touch it. Now, touching, in order to eat something, you have to touch it, because eating is a form of touching. Is touching. You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I'm not being, when I ask you that, I just want clarification. That's all.
I agree. I'm like that also. I understand.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, the thing of it is that women are very, very abusive, and even a lot of women are what you call sociopaths, but they fly under the radar because of how they do things. See, women tend to be manipulative. Eve thought she was getting over. She thought she was getting something that she was ignorant, that she already had this. Because guess all she had to do is eat from the tree of life.
Whoa.
She wasn't prevented from eating from the tree of life. Remember, there were two trees in the middle of the garden. There was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was the one they were commanded not from. They weren't commanded not to eat from the tree of life. And the tree of life would have plummeted them into eternality. They did not have...
The opposite direction.
Excuse me?
I said the opposite direction of what eating the apple, what happened when she ate the apple.
Well, first of all, we don't know that it was an apple. It was the forbidden. It's best to just leave it at it was the forbidden fruit. But go ahead.
The forbidden fruit. Exactly. That's a good point also, the forbidden fruit. So if she had eaten from the tree of life, their life would have become better.
Well, right. That would have ushered them into eternity. They would have gone into an eternal state. Well, you know, it's good to have what you call, we will always be dependent beings, because God is the only one that has what they call aseity, that is self-existence. But that's fine.
That's fine.
To do a very good thing to create a sentient being, conscious beings, his image, male and female. And so if Adam and Eve from the tree life before, or had they eaten from it first, then they would have received eternal life.
Wow. When you mentioned male and female, I don't know if you're familiar with the prince. That's what his symbol represents. A lot of people don't understand. What does that symbol mean? And in his, when he first started using the symbol in the 80s, he was like, the symbol represents and symbolizes man, woman, and God, the unity of three. So when you mentioned that, you know, a lot of my listeners are big supporters of the arts prints, and the men who are not always wonder about the symbol, but that's what the symbol symbolizes. You know, Prince is very mysterious about it, but man, woman, in unity with God.
Thing I can share with you, and I think you alluded to it earlier. It's in Genesis. Genesis is a very good to dissect, for very practical purposes. Here in Genesis, I was actually counseling with a pastor or a advising him on, a couple of pastors, I was advising on the connection at the very beginning between the human.
You definitely should come down here and visit my church. Wow, we would love you.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much. Well, you have me right now. We're doing the do right now. But
exactly.
I want to share something with you that I think is very critical here that oftentimes we miss. In Genesis 1:26 through about 29, I'll run through it. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." Dominion means sovereignty. It means the right or the inherent right to rule. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, food, and over the fowl of the air, that's food, and over the cattle, that's food, and over all the earth, and over everything, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And he says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So you see male and female, and they're equally created in the image of God. Let me just finish this. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Subdue means to conquer. And it says, and have dominion, subdue, and then reign, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now, we have all the food groups here. Initially, man, which is man and woman, they were vegetarians. They were strictly vegetarians until after the flood, according to the record. And here in verse 29, we bring in the other food sources. And God said in verse 29, Genesis 1:29, that behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree, it shall be for me. Have the grain and also the fruits. And I understand that California in the Central Valley supplies about 50% the fruits and vegetables for the rest of because of its ideal climate of soil and all of those things come together to get a rather ideal climate. Now, the thing is here, you have all your food groups. Now, if you have dominion, guarantee.
We have about one more minute. Can you provide us with contact information or if you're on Twitter or Facebook?
Well, look here, just recite your email. I can shoot you an email. But the main gist that I wanted to express here is that God connects family and that's what I'm saying. So what's your email address?
Okay, and please do, and we'd love to invite you back as a guest.
Well, thank you.
Share more information and insight with us.
Okay, what's your email address?
It's cultofshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURE@yahoo.com.
Okay, spell it one more time.
KULTURE@yahoo.com.
And that's somewhere on your website also, I presume.
Yes, if you visit my profile page,